Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, this is our Street Smart Spirituality Hour. I want everybody to say that like really fast 10 times. You ready? Street Smart Spirituality. It's so cool to be connecting with everybody this year. Already this year has been phenomenal. Let me just tell you, so far in the shows we've done in 2012, as of this week, our show had so many listeners, it actually expanded the bandwidth on our dedicated server. We had over 100 people that did not get into the show that I did the other day. And I want to tell you, I want to thank all of you for calling in. I just want to say I'm going to give out the call-in number right now just so that you all know to call in. We do our darndest to get everybody in the shows, everybody connected, because this is a powerful time. And you all are the inspiration for it. So for anybody out there that does want to call in the show to connect with my very, very super special guest, Sandra Ann Taylor, tonight, please do so. 888-627-6008. That is our toll-free number. Right in here to the show. 888-627-6008. You are going to be picked up by an outstanding, outstanding producer, and he will put you in the queue. But joining me today is someone I had the honor of meeting several years ago. We were just kind of, she and I were just kind of joking about this, you know, about how many years it's been since we've actually been connected. But, you know, a lot of years pass, but you don't really ever forget the connection. At least I don't. You don't forget the many, many people, people like, you know, Sandra, who I'm going to chat with here in a minute. You don't forget the connection you make. You just don't. And then all of a sudden years pass and you're back on air again. And it's like you haven't missed a beat. That's what I'd love to say about this New York Times bestselling author of Quantum Success and Truth, Triumph, and Transformation. So you're going to hear why she is one of the most sought-after people in this field of human potential and why she knows how to take psychology on in ways that you have not heard before. Whether it's anxiety, depression, relationship problems. Oh, by the way, I should talk to her. I just got dumped by my Match.com date using a text message. Whatever that is that's going on, she is right there for folks. And so today, fasten your seatbelt because I want to introduce you to the hidden power of your past lives, revealing your encoded consciousness. My very special guest, Sandra Ann Taylor. Sandra, my gosh, it is so great to have you on the show. Yay!
It is so great to be back, Pat. I tell you, when Hay House called me and said, you want to be on Dr. Pat's show? I said, absolutely. It's been a number of years, and I just have never forgotten that, those initial interviews when I was first published by Hay House. So thank you then, and thank you now. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, let's talk about this, because, you know, we have been, for me, I love speaking with people such as yourself. And, you know, I've come a long way since those early years, and so have you. Congratulations on your mega success.
Oh, really. Thank you.
It is so deserved. But, you know, let's talk about the journey for a minute before we talk about past lives. But actually, it's going to be the same conversation.
You know, It's connected.
Did you ever see yourself, shall I say, beyond all the challenges and obstacles that you've had, did you ever see yourself in that place of absolutely amazing joy doing the work that you're doing?
Well, I'm glad you said joy doing the work that you're doing, because I always saw myself in the joy of the process. I always saw, and I think that's what a lot of people miss ever since the law of attraction. Actually, there's laws of attraction, more than one. Ever since that came out, people focus on the outcome, but we want to have joy in the process. And I always felt so, you know, compelled to, you know, studying this stuff and researching it and using my own life as like a kind of a testing ground for different techniques. And the only thing I teach is things that I've actually used myself. So I've always seen myself in the process, and tried to, even when, you know, when you're writing a book, it can get kind of laborious. You're giving birth here, and so there can be times that are not particularly joyous, but you can choose to have enthusiasm about the process. And I'll tell you what, if any listener is feeling that I just can't seem to make my goal, ask yourself, where can I get more enthusiasm about the process, not just enthusiasm about the outcome? Because that's what the universe is looking for.
I love this conversation because, you know, this is the conversation about the process. You know, so often in our society, and this really talks to The Hidden Power of Your Past Lives, your latest book. So often in our society, we are determined to evaluate one's lives or accomplishments based on the outcome. Completely forget the journey. So it doesn't matter if you've sold $1 million worth of widgets in revenue for this month. It doesn't matter that you've probably stepped on and put 10 people in body bags to do it. It's so interesting, this dilemma of consciousness and vibration that we're facing right now.
It is, and I think that's one of the reasons that our shared consciousness and shared karma has kind of gone into this experience of economic restructuring. I'm not going to call it difficulty, but economic restructuring, because it forces us to find joy in something other than material gain. A lot of us have been forced into that, and a lot of people say, you know, I was always on the path of just looking for what I could gain materially, the big house, the big car, the nice car, the whatever. And when you lose the money, you have to look for other sources of joy. And that, I think, is a shared consciousness and a shared intention that our souls, not just in this country but in the whole world, have kind of been brought together to experience and say, let's go deeper here.
Well, you know, one of the things that you do talk about in this book is past lives, and I was really struck by what I read here. There's a lot of things I want to talk with you about, Sandra. For those of you just tuning in, let me give you the insight. Sandra Ann Taylor joining me here today, and as I said, if you do want to call into the show, we have made this so super easy for you to do. We have a toll-free number just for this hour. It's different than our regular toll-free number. It is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. I want to ask you about soul life patterns, whatever we want to call them. There are folks finding it extremely difficult to break old life patterns. Extremely difficult. I want to talk with you about that and ask you, how is that connected to past lives? But even more importantly, you know, do things happen in the universe to get our attention? Now, I'm not saying that there's an evil body up there that wants to, like in my case, give me a life-threatening disease, have my relationship end, have my mentor die, like all within the, you know, 6 weeks. But what I'm trying to say is there are lessons, and sometimes it's hard to figure them out. How does this all work?
There are lessons, and I don't believe there's a punitive consciousness that says, oh, let's zap Pat this month. And it may feel like that, though, to some people. And it's hard not to keep your intention hopeful and optimistic, but when we get zapped like that, we do need to look for the meaning. We need to look for the lesson. What is the lesson here in this relationship? Have I become over-attached? Am I moving into the law of paradoxical intent, which says that if we get desperate, we can push it away? What is the lesson of an illness? An illness for us or an illness for a loved one? I work with a lot of my people, with clients that come and they say, "What is this a past life thing?" And so many people, it was such a sad kind of cause and effect after the big boom of the laws of attraction that people were blaming themselves for illness, you know, and I've had people write to me, "My son got cancer, how did I think this up, how I wasn't ever thinking about this," you know, this type of thing, and people blaming themselves. I even had a friend, which I devoted my last book before Hidden Power, Truth, Triumph, and Transformation to, who got ALS and eventually passed from it.
Yeah.
And her whole family was into all that stuff, and they were like, "Why did you do this to yourself?" And, like, here you are dealing with a life-threatening and debilitating disease, and you're getting attacked for it? No, we need to look deeper. And a lot of times it can be, there can be just the lesson in terms of stepping into a deeper spiritual understanding of things, but a lot of times there can be a past life connection. And the beauty of finding that out is that we are often free, more than not, free to redirect and re-script this event, the present event, by re-scripting the past life event once we find it out. And that's what I wanted to write about, because so many people have written about past lives, and they do regressions, and I have a free CD in the book, and it has a regression, it has a rescripting, it has a future life progression, it has affirmations to clear karma. You know, I wanted to do the whole thing. Let's not just find out what happened. Let's change it. Let's shift the consciousness, because what happens in a past life is we get a code. If I have a certain illness in a past life, I may, you know, code that an expectation for it again without even knowing. It's in my consciousness code. It's in the subconscious or the unconscious. It's in the cellular conscious. And we bring it up at the same time in our lives that we had it in a past life. But we don't have to do this repetition. We can re-script it and recode it.
You know, this is really kind of the breakthrough in the conversation you and I are having, because, you know, while you're talking about the hidden power of your past lives, you know, the hidden power really, from what I hear you saying, Sandra, is about understanding that we can change the pattern in the path. And, you know, that's
right.
A very different conversation, because we've all heard that, you know, we've all heard the phrase karma is a bitch, right?
Yeah.
We've all heard that. And what that meant to us was, okay, you messed this up. You're going to... Okay, so my mom's from the South. She said it differently. You want to know what my mom used to say to us all the time as kids? You make your bed, you sleep in it. Isn't that the same thing?
It is, in a multi-reincarnation kind of perspective, yeah.
Well,
but
you don't have to keep
sleeping in that bed. You can create a whole new... You can change it to a bed of roses.
You know, exactly. As a matter of fact, I'm going to change the whole house. You know, let's talk about the powerful message you have in this book and in your work. Right now, millions and millions of people in this country are feeling a sense of hopelessness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're feeling this, let's just call it, these past 3, 4, 5 years, whatever that looks like for some people, you know, they have experienced a lifetime, which we could call pattern, we could call it the soul's journey,
mm-hmm.
which has been excruciatingly painful for folks.
Yeah.
It, you know, things that folks thought they were going to have. And so there's a part of this collective consciousness, right, that doesn't trust anymore. How does the collective consciousness affect what you call your encoded consciousness?
Well, that's the interesting thing, because we as individuals affect the code of the whole global consciousness, or our group consciousness, our family, our friends, the people at work, if, you know, a job is, you know, downsizing or whatever, that we affect the group consciousness, but also that group and global consciousness comes back to affect us. So you're very right about that. And what we need to do is start to say, what is my personal lesson? I can see maybe that my personal lesson is similar to other people's personal lessons if we're all dealing with an economic issue, or with, you know, if there's a number of people sharing a pattern. But what my personal lesson is sacred to me, and I can learn it. I can go back and see if there's a past life that has, you know, contributed to this. What I have seen a lot in doing my work, I do private sessions with people, we do regressions, and I do past life readings. And I'd be glad to take some calls about that if anyone wants to call in about what might be affecting them. But what I have found out is a lot of people have had, there are two big patterns here. Reversal of fortune lives, where they had money and lost it, and so they expect not to have it again. They think that it's a threat. They think that they're going to lose it so that there's no safety, or they lose it again in a life of repetition. There are many different karmic causes, repetition, compensation, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And the other message is over-attachment. A lot of people had lifetimes of entitlement, and they didn't have appreciation for it.
You know, one of the most fortunate things, you know, I wake up every day, and you and I haven't chatted for a while, but I wake up every day in such gratitude. And I wake up and I created a mantra for myself where I wake up every day and I say, thank you, God. And I say it over and over again. And there was a period of my life which, you know, many people that listen to the show are experiencing now. You know, I wasn't joking about 2008, the end of 2008. Everything in my world that I thought was real came apart. A 14-year relationship, my health took an awful turn. And I had a disease that, you know, it's on its tail end, but like ALS, there was no cure in sight. You know, you look at your finances, you look at your life, and you ask, is this really what I'm destined to do and be about? How do you help our listeners make sense of this journey they're on, this path, you know, this past life, so that I don't wake up on one day in 2009 and say, oh my God, I must have really screwed up in that past life.
Well, a lot of times, a lot of issues from different past lives come together, and so it's not necessarily one. But one thing I always, I do regressions. I do try to figure out what's going on here, because we code a conclusion. If I was abandoned at the altar in a past life, I may have these undercurrents of feeling like it's not safe to be loved. It's not safe to have a commitment. It's going to happen to me again. I can't trust. And so, you know, there might be people who are consistently, not might be, I hear it all the time, I can't find a partner, I can't find a partner, I can't find a partner. Now, when I get into your energy, the number of past lives you had with the person that you were together with for 14 years was significant. You know, you've had at least five or six past lives with this person before, and there, you know, there are a lot of different dynamics that have been going on in that. I mean, if we had many hours, I could probably go into it. Let's schedule a private session.
I'm going to do that. I was just going to say, Let's talk,
yes. But see, what we need to realize is we have these hidden codes. Like, I don't trust relationships, or money could be threatening. It's you know, it's going to lead to my demise. And then we come to this life and we hit wall upon wall upon wall, and we have to look at what our code is, and then we shift the code. And there are, you know, we can do basic things without even knowing what happened. Like, I release all toxic patterns from the past, and I reclaim my power. I know it's safe and comfortable for me to love and to have money and to succeed and to be healthy. There are basic things that we can apply without even knowing. But it's very interesting in knowing. But one thing I always do and encourage people to do is say, what does my soul? I sit with my journal and I say, what does my soul want me to learn from this? And I do some stream of consciousness writing or just whatever pops in my mind. My soul has an intention here. The soul comes to this life and it's the blink of an eye in soul time. You know, it's like I liken our personal experience and our soul's perception at like a preteen and a parent, and it's time to get braces. The preteen, you know, doesn't want it. It hurts. They're going to be teased. They can't kiss, whatever they're going through. And the parent says, you'll thank me. I'm doing something that's going to increase the value in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so our soul has, it's the same thing. I mean, that sounds simplistic, but our soul has much deeper intentions for us in terms of our enlightenment and our personal, spiritual, and emotional growth and centeredness. It's a very high intention for life.
Well, I want to just let everyone know, all of you listening out there, a couple things I want to say to folks. We're going to be taking, and yes, I am taking your instant messages through our instant feedback system. So those of you that are listening that are trying to call into the show, I want to make sure you're calling into the right number. So let me give that to you now, because we are going to do readings with Sandra here today. Call toll-free, 888-627-6008. That's toll free, 888-627-6008. And you guys are absolutely right. Instant feedback, if you go to transformationtalkradio.com on the right-hand side, you can ask your question, comment, what it is you want to know. If you're at the drpatshow.com on the right-hand side, ask your question. It'll pop up immediately, and we will get you on air. But again, to call into the show, to connect with Sandra, my very special guest today, Sandra Ann Teller, to have a reading, we do have a toll-free number for you, 888-627-6008, and Doug or Don or Seth or someone will pick it up and we'll rock and roll. Let me just ask you about this book in particular and your experience with past lives, and let everybody know, I mean, you've been on an extraordinary journey. When you and I first talked, it had to do with your best-selling book, Quantum Success. And I want to ask you, Sandra, because I so remember those interviews. I think I was actually your first interview, wasn't I?
It was one of the first, yes.
One of the first. I remember that. How has your life changed?
My life has changed immensely, you know, and I have to say... I got published, actually my first book was Secrets of Attraction, which applied the laws of attraction to romance and love. And mm-hmm. that contract came with Hay House in, I think, 99.
Mm.
I've been with Hay House for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And in the years between, 2000 and 98 or 99 and the next 10 years. In that 10 years, I adopted two kids.
Wow.
I wrote four more books. One of them became a New York Times bestseller. I became a grandmother. I adopted older kids from Russia. Became a grandmother. And, I used to speak and I used to write, but it just has expanded, you know, exponentially. And I have my own show on HayHouseRadio.com on Mondays. So much has changed in my life. But don't get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. I have also had physical problems, chronic infections. I had to have a major surgery last year. I have had, you know, some issues with my adult kids. It doesn't end. You know, we think there's this door that we walk through and success comes and then every difficulty ends. Life is a process. Our spirit is always asking us to move forward to the next level of understanding things and the next level of self-mastery and the next level of healing. So life is a process, and that's how we have to look at things.
Mm-hmm. You know, I could just sit and listen to you. It's such an honor and it's just an enormous pleasure to, you know, be connecting with you again. You know, this book is so timely right now. And I don't know, you probably have had a gazillion people say that to you. It's timely for several reasons, and I want to ask you about this. One, because people feel a sense of urgency around 2012.
Yep.
What the heck is my life about? Am I going to make it? As if January 1, 2013 is not going to exist, right? And I no, honestly, it's really, and you know, it's funny because I was talking to Abaka Hill today, and she has an event in 2013, and I said, oh my God, I'm so happy to hear that, you know, because most of the people that I'm speaking with have 2012 so filled as if 2013 is not going to exist.
Yeah, no, 2012 is a wonderful year of transformation.
Okay.
It's personal and global transformation, and we are going to move into these levels of experience and adventure and understanding that we hadn't even imagined before. So I think that it's a wonderful, wonderful time to be on this planet. I do feel that a lot of us have come back together that have been in past lives together. I believe there are a lot of us, people like you and me and probably all the people listening now, people that I call light workers, have the resonance of interest in this and are working in the light and working to promote the light. I think a lot of us have come from lifetimes, shared lifetimes of persecution, perhaps the Inquisition and the witch hunts. I believe a lot of us have come back from World War II. I believe that there's a group consciousness where we have been in shifting times before, and we're shifting into a higher spiritual consciousness here.
Wow. We have Alicia on the line wanting to chat with us. And I want to tell everybody out there that if you want to chime in, if you want to call in and connect with Sandra, give us a shout, 888-627-6008. Alicia, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you bet. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I'm very excited about this new year, actually. I'm starting off on a new kind of career, and but I've also been led very strongly to reread Celestine Prophecy, and it kind of has jogged me with the importance of past life, and so it was interesting, of course, coincidental or synchronicities, that you folks are on the radio tonight. So I was just curious to know and maybe have a mini reading with you, and if you'd like me to get off the line and just listen, or
you can stay on the line.
No, you can stay. You can stay right here. We're technically equipped tonight.
Okay.
Honey, I feel that when I get into your energy, I feel there's a female presence here in spirit, and there is something that you have been kind of going back and forth and back and forth about. It, all right, thank you. So they're saying that it, if it hasn't happened yet, there's going to be an option here of two things coming up. That have you been thinking about doing two different things, expanding something in two different ways, and then can't know? Has that come up yet, or is this just in the near future?
Yeah, I've been a massage therapist for over 30 years, and I... this new opportunity is working in a nursery with plants. So I'm
okay.
Totally changing gears.
Okay. And for a while you couldn't decide.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. They're telling me you made the right decision.
Oh, good.
You're making the right decision. I see a wonderful rainbow over you and a happy family. Are you in a relationship?
Yes.
Okay, there is a forging of relationship that's going to get deeper and deeper. And you meditate, honey?
Yes.
Okay, they're saying that there is a message, and I'm seeing the presence of Michael the Archangel. Keep a notebook with you when you meditate, because some information is coming, and it's about the family. I don't know exactly what this is, but there's some information about the family, and they're specifically saying the darkness is behind you. Something happened that they want you to know the darkness is behind you.
Awesome. That's great.
Okay. And I feel that the Celestine Prophecy is a draw to you because of a past life in some, I'm not getting exactly where, but some Hispanic country, and there's a resonance there. And also the landscaping, gardening thing is a draw to you because you actually owned a... thank you. They're actually showing me three different lives flowing into the river of this life where you were a farmer, and the connection with
wow.
the dirt and the connection of making things grow was not only very fulfilling to you, you were actually very successful at it.
Awesome.
I got to tell you one more thing before you hang up. I'm getting that this information you're going to get in meditation is actually about some sort of floral design or hybrid doing something. It's something new and unusual, and Spirit wants to tell you it.
Great.
Okay. Pay attention in your meditation. And sleep.
I will.
Keep it there, but when you sleep too, they want to tell you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Alicia, I want to do something. Mm-hmm. I would love for you to send me an email, and we would love to give you a copy of Sandra's book, The Hidden Power of Your Past Lives. And so if you can send me an email, and I'll give you that information right now. If you can send me an email at info, like information, at the, T-H-E, Dr. D-R, patshow.com. So it's at the Dr.
patshow.com. Okay.
Yeah, so thedrpatshow.com. Give me your name and your address, and we would love to send you a copy of this book.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling. Wow. Sandra, this is really very cool. We've got Beth on line 3. Let's go chat with Beth for a minute.
Sure.
Hey, Beth, welcome to the show. Hi, Beth. Just transferring lines here.
Okay.
All right. Beth, are you with us? Okay, Beth, when you do get with us, just say, hey, I'm with you. We're going to just keep chatting.
Okay.
So, you know, let's talk. Oh, Beth is gone. Come on, Beth, call back. We're ready for you now. Everybody out there, if you want to chime in, you want to have a reading tonight with my friend and colleague, Sandra Ann Taylor, please do so. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Yeah, I want to ask you a question about the work that you're doing and have been doing. Do you think the world of psychology is ready for this? Sandra?
I'm thinking that it's getting ready, but I had to leave. I was in a psychological practice for 25 years, and I had to leave that because, you know, the Board of Ethics has very specific, you don't introduce spiritual stuff, you don't touch the client. I mean, there was nothing about energy. You couldn't touch the, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that I could no longer abide by. So I went into my own personal practice. But I feel that now there's schools of energy psychology. There are, you know, so many seminars in this. So many psychologists and psychiatrists I know are doing things with EFT and past lives. And so I feel that it's opening up, and it's a very hopeful thing in my mind after spending 25 years in that world.
I wanted to, and you know, this is interesting because this is actually going to lead to the topic of forgiveness. There is a bridge between the question I ask you. I mean, I too went to school for psychology. I mean, you know this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I spent a lot of years and a lot of money on a degree that I had a really hard time stepping into fully for the exact reasons. But at the same time, I love the direction that you and I were willing to go. And along the way, there had to be pieces of our lives, like so many people listening, things that we feel we've been harmed over. I mean, just think about it. People losing their homes, losing their jobs. You know, there's a level of resentment and anger that gets filled up. What do we do about that? How do we deal with that, even if it is a past life issue that may be brought to the forefront to heal?
Well, you have to deal with the experience that happens in this life, even if it's sourced in a past life.
Mm-hmm.
And another misconception of the laws of attraction was that you don't let yourself have negative feelings. However, you can deny it all you want. You're going to have anger and resentment and sadness and grief, and you better get that out because that stays in your energetic field. It affects what you attract in the future, plus it becomes a part of your code for the rest of this life and your upcoming lives. So you need to vent that I'm angry that I lost my house. I'm angry. I'm hurt that I was betrayed. How could you do this to me? Whether you're saying it to the universe or your ex-spouse or whatever, vent it in your journal. And then as you're ending it, and I talk about this on my radio show, as you're ending your entry into your journal, but I'm releasing this and I'm reclaiming my power and my peace of mind now. And so I'm getting into a different code now. I'm not going to let this define my fear for the future.
Mm, I love it. We've got Linda online, too. Linda, welcome to the show. We're glad to have
Hi.
You here. We're warming up here, and we're almost done with the show.
I know.
Uh-oh. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad I could get in for the call, and it's nice to meet you. And I want to know, you talked about lives, you talked about the future going forward and releasing the anger, things that are happening present. How does the past, and I'm assuming I have lives, more than I want to know, but how do you move from those past lives that seem to carry with you to things, or eliminate those things, or change those things? I'm not sure the right words to say.
Well, one thing that
and
you
do
can
I have past?
Oh, yes. Yes, we all have past lives, and unless you're a total newbie, which there aren't many, but there are some. There are some that just decided to come into this experience. And, honey, when I get into your energy, I feel that in a past life that you had deceit. I just am hearing the word spirit is saying deceit, and I feel that there was a past life of deceit that made it difficult for you to trust people. And is this an issue that has recurred in this life?
Entire life. I don't trust anybody.
I'm sorry?
I don't trust anybody.
Yeah.
It takes a long time
she doesn't trust anybody.
I heard it so clearly, honey. This has got to be a life lesson for you. You have had deceit in this life. It's a repetition of a very big deceit in a past life. And there's a wonderful angel here. It's the angel Gabriel. Now, the angel Gabriel is the angel of communication. And he blasts his trumpet and is trying to clear your throat. He's the energy of the throat chakra. But also you're thinking what's coded in yourself that is isolating here. Sweetheart, listen to me. You want these things. You want to make these changes. You want the success. You want the various things that you want in your life. But your inability to trust creates a web of isolation and a dense energy vibration around you that doesn't allow things in. Okay, so you want to know that whatever deceit has happened in the past, whether this life or past lives, you are reclaiming your power. You are living in your power. And you, even if you don't feel powerful now, I open myself to my spirit's capacity to feel how powerful and trusting and capable and discerning I can be. See, you lost not only your trust in other people, you lost your trust in your own discernment, right? That you could judge people correctly. I'm telling you, this is a lesson for you,
That's
sweetheart.
True.
It is. And when you break through this trust, so I see the road opening up, some flowers blooming, and different things happening. But you are living in a life of isolation and mistrust, and there's a fear edge around it, a vibration around it. So what you want to do is just even if you can do the regression and find out the specifics of past lives, but even if you just do the deceit in this life, you want to release it. I release that person or those persons that deceived me. I release any energy from that event or those events. I release the emotions and the toxic conclusions. And I code a new belief in my own discernment and in the people around me, and I am attracting trustworthy people to myself now, and I open my life to that.
Mm. Okay, Linda?
That sounds like a... Yep. Okay. So all I need to keep doing is telling myself those things, and it will help me.
Yes, yes. And you know what? I would like to get you a copy of The Hidden Power of Your Past Lives, too. So if you can either get me your address.
Great.
I'm sorry. You can email me at sandrataylor.com. Or Pat, Dr. Pat, do you want to take this and get me the address?
Yeah, yeah. Just email me at info@thedrpatshow.com, and we'll get you a book.
And then you do the regression and the rescripting and the affirmations
okay,
on
great.
That CD in the back, okay, honey? Because I feel you're at a time of transformation.
CD is great.
Okay.
It's time to do this now. It's time to stop
all
isolating
right.
and not trusting and get rid of this fear of deceit. Yes, you have mm-hmm. been deceived in this and past lives, and it's affected how you perceive things. It's mm-hmm. time to let it go.
All right,
Thank
Linda, you
so
know
much.
Your assignment.
That is so
the assignment.
Me.
All right.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
You know, Sandra didn't say assignment. I said assignment because that's just me. All right. Thank you, Linda. Well, Sandra, we have Margo on line 3. Let's see if we can get Margo in here. Boy, this hour is zipping by. I hope you will join me again. I hope you'll come back. I'm like talking like next month or something, not like 5 years from now.
I would love to, honey.
All right, Margo, are you there?
Hello?
Hi, Margo.
Hello?
Hi, welcome
hi,
to the
how
show.
How are you?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Hello, can you
Good.
Hear us?
I mean, I'm hanging in there. Thank you, ladies.
Sure, what's your question, honey?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. What's your question?
Well, I mean, my question was about employment. I don't know what's going on. I, like a lot of Americans, you know, I've had a lot of things happen the last couple of years, and I just, you know, that employment thing right now is the most important. So is there something I need to do differently in my job search?
Are you in a job right now?
Mm.
Margo,
no.
Are you in a job right now?
No.
No. Okay. I'm feeling...
No.
Okay. I'm feeling that there is going to be a little more time where I have to tighten the belt, and there's Spirit is saying more action has to be taken. They want you to okay. So there's something you're missing in your resume, something that is a talent of yours that may not seem to apply to a work experience, but it's going to catch somebody's eye. Now you've done a resume.
I've just been applying to all different type of jobs.
Okay. They say you want. Spirit is saying that you want
to work.
Okay. Spirit is saying you want to brag on yourself in many arenas of your talents. Like I'm a real people person. I can do this or that. Even if it has not been a part of your job description before, I'm hearing that in a past job there was somebody. I literally heard the phrase. Out to get you. So we want to get rid of that toxic energy. And you know what? When I'm looking for something, I send my higher self out at night, and I don't think about it too much. I just say, go find me a job. I did this when I was trying to get a publisher. I got the best publisher in the world that for my types of book, I believe. And the technique is very easy. So all the listeners, listen to this. If you want to really attract something, you can send your higher self out as you're falling asleep, and you can say, go find the right job, go find the right connection. And you may be surprised that you might be walking past one of those newspaper stands, and a newspaper you never buy will catch your eye. And you just follow your intuition. Listen to Spirit when they're telling you, when you send your higher self out. You pick it up, and there's a help wanted that's just for you. And so I'm hearing from Spirit that they want you to start doing these techniques, and they want you to include there's something, a more personal thing that you're capable of doing. They want you to talk about your people skills. Okay? And send your higher self out at night. That she will do the job for you.
I think this is a great thing to talk about, because you know, so often we go to bed at night and we don't really think that anybody's working on our behalf.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We think that we go to sleep and that's the end of the conversation, but it's really not, is it, Sandra?
No. We can ask the angels, the ascended masters, our own higher self, to do the work. And then we have to take, here's the thing, we have to take action. There's something called the law of expanding influence. And we might say that I only want a job in this venue, but even if we have to take a job, you know, clerking or doing this, you know, some other thing that we might not think we wanted, what we're showing the universe is that we're serious about our intention. And then some application that we sent to some, you know, headhunter, then we might get a call because our action we took in our decision to, okay, I'm going to go clerk at that place. And, you know, we have to be willing to take the action. If we don't act upon it, the universe doesn't necessarily think we're as serious as we are. So.
All right. Margo, are you still there?
Yeah, I
think Margo's breaking
because,
up. I think we're.
I'm out.
Oh, there you go. Go ahead.
Oh, hello? Hello?
Yes, go ahead, honey.
Margo. Can you hear us okay?
Hello? Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, I think you're breaking up a little bit.
She's
breaking up a little bit, so.
Well, let me just add this one thing, Margo, before
go.
I see a woman. I have to go further down the road. I have to be honest with you. I won't lie in these readings. I have to go further down the road a little bit. Take this action. Send your higher self. I see a woman stepping in with a coin. That usually means a job offer. So it might be someone that you're going to meet or have just recently met, maybe in a very casual acquaintance. No. They're saying no. It's someone you're going to meet down the road, and it may be in a friendship kind of thing, but there is a woman who steps in here and literally hands you a coin that's a job offer. It's further down the road, honey. But you got to take this action. You got to send your higher self out.
All right. Well, Sandra, I want to take a moment here and make sure that folks, first of all, know how to get a copy of your book, but also know how to find out more about you, the work that you do. And for a lot of people listening to the show, I mean, these are just many, many readings that Sandra is doing. There are ways for you to schedule a complete session with her. Let's give your website out, if we could, Sandra.
Sure.
I have sandrataylor.net. Is that correct?
Yes, it was sandrataylor.net for a long time. We just recently acquired sandrataylor.com. It was at one time owned by a stripper, and I know there's a metaphor in there somewhere.
I think there is a metaphor in there somewhere.
I'm not going down those past lives.
You're telling us. I'll take you down there in the next interview. But all we have to do is read your book, because it's all about stripping away all that doesn't serve
us,
right?
That's right. That is. And they can get it. It's now, again, it had sold out, but it's now, again, at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And most of the bookstores, if it's not actually in the store, you can order it, and certainly at Hay House. And also at my website, sandrataylor.com or .net. And it's got so much. I mean, we didn't even get a chance to cover the different causes, like compensation, how we get into relationships and, you know, we're compensating for how we've been treated in past lives, being submissive. It's so long to get into, but there's so much we need to know, and it's so liberating to know we can change this. So I just want to encourage people to know they're not stuck with anything they're going through.
Well, and that means that you'll have to come back, and we'll do part two.
Okay.
I'll have my producer connect with, I guess it's Lindsay, is that correct?
Yeah, at Hay House. Mm-hmm.
And would you be willing to come back and do part two? Because you're right. You know, there's so much that you cover in this book that's so important. I actually think this is your best book,
personally. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me.
I do. And you've written some great books. But this book, I think it's so, for me, it's so important because it's so timely.
It is an important
I wanted to ask you, you know, your message. Yeah.
Well, I just think that we need to grab this time of transformation, and instead of being the pinball in our lives, be the flipper, be the director of our lives. And we can do that. We can change things from the past, even though it seems bizarre. We can change the future by changing the past.
I want to thank you, Sandra, for joining me here today. This has been, you know, really quite an honor to have you on the show. And let me just tell everybody that is still trying to get in to the show for a call and instant feedbacking us, what we'll do is we'll schedule part two of this, because in this book, but I just want to tell everybody, it's from our friends at Hay House, The Hidden Power of Your Past Lives, Revealing Your Encoded Consciousness. It includes a CD, and that's what, Sandra, you were telling Linda to work with as well. Mm-hmm. But there's so much in here that will help you take action in the right direction. Sandra, thank you for joining me tonight.
Oh, thank you, Pat. It was truly my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Any last messages, personal message you want to leave with our listeners?
I'm just hearing that people need to know that one of the big life lessons is to learn how to honor themselves. Honor your preference, honor your value. Learn to have a high regard for yourself, because that's where your spiritual worth and value comes from, and you are worthy of all great and wonderful things that this world has to offer by virtue of your spirit alone.
I love it. Sandra Taylor, everyone. Go to the website, sandrataylor.net or .com. You'll get to her website. You'll be able to find out about her radio show, which is fabulous, of course, her books, her CDs, upcoming events. Please make sure you check on upcoming events. Absolutely incredible. Not only that, the Quantum Life Coaching Certification, all of that is on here. It's amazing. Sandra, thank you so much for joining me here today. And I am going to take you up on that private session, please.
And I will gift you a session.
I love it. And then we could talk about me on air. Well,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I think it would
the
be good.
Reveal the deepest, darkest secrets.
Exactly. Hey, I want to thank all of you out there for tuning us in, turning us on. If you've missed any part of this, stay tuned for part two. We'll be announcing when Sandra will be joining us on our daytime show. Thank you all. Have a great, great day.
Stepping down your soapboxes, way too high overgrown. You can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taken off and left to you, nowhere to be found. Better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Someday, not somehow, not maybe.